Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. And today is Monday, September 20th, 2010. And with me, of course, is my co-host, Sater69. Hi, Sater.
Bonjour.
How are you?
I am wonderful today.
Good. Now, we're jumping right into this because we were already having a conversation, and I thought, we got to record this. So
yes, we were.
Just so the listeners know, we were in a conversation about Project Runway because we both happen to be fans of the show.
It is my favorite show on TV.
And if anyone else watches it, last week, I feel there was a travesty committed when they kicked off Michael D. and not...
Oh, spoilers.
It's a week old. Don't you think they should have seen
exactly
it by now?
Not exactly a week old, but I always like to warn people.
All right, spoilers. I'm going to talk about Project Runway.
But yeah, right. They should have watched it by now, I agree.
I would think so. But, as I was I saying? Yeah, I was saying that I think Michael D. should not have been kicked off. I think Andy should have been kicked off.
And I disagree wholeheartedly.
Now, you disagree?
I disagree. I like, what we were talking about right before we started recording is you do not like Andy's look. You don't like his funky pants.
Correct.
You say they're not very Jackie O, and I agree with you. They are not very Jackie O, but they are fashion-forward, and they show a thoughtful design other than the scary crotch.
Are you kidding? Now, wait a minute. Go back to the original premise of this week's challenge.
Mm-hmm.
An updated Jackie O look.
Mm-hmm.
Those pants are not an updated Jackie O look, no matter how fashion-forward they are. Those pants are not.
We have seen consistently from the judges, they will always let fashion-forward in and bland and uninspiring out.
That might be the case, but I'm talking about the challenge itself. They were supposed to be a Jackie O update, and that is not. I'm sorry. And maybe Michael D's outfit is not Jackie O either, but I don't think he should have gone home. I think those pants were bad enough to send Andy home.
See, now I'm going.
Oh, you Skyped out. Hopefully you'll come back in a second.
You
Skyped out. Oh, I need to get you. We are totally losing you.
No, I'm losing you.
I know. I think it's your connection.
It's not my connection. My connection is perfect.
How come it happens only when I have you on here then?
Perfect. Oh my God. You know what it is? It's my dab every time I'm trying to update Project Runway. I'm updating the website and I'm losing you.
Well, don't do anything else on the internet.
I'm not doing anything else. Don't yell at me. Mommy.
Because that's what happens. You use up bandwidth.
Listeners, I'd like you to know that after we record, he beats me.
That's not true.
And then he takes a wide opener corkscrew and he just jags into my flesh.
Oh, they know better than that.
Okay, I will not update my website, my Project Runway again.
Don't, because that totally chews up your bandwidth.
But what I was saying is I hated Michael Costello's ugly cocktail dress.
Was it the blue one?
Was it blue? I thought it was bluish purple. It was an ugly color to begin with, I thought. But it was nothing Jackie O would ever have worn.
Yeah, I think I remember it. It had that like that blue kind of thing going down the side, like.
Yeah.
I think I should go back.
I'd look at the picture, but I'd lose the connection.
Well, I can go back and look at the picture because I have a better bandwidth than you, I think.
Oh, schmancy fancy.
I think so. I don't know. Okay, let's see. Oh, one of nine. There's nine pictures here to go. Okay, that's April's design. That was fine. Okay, another one I really like is Christopher's. His was very nice.
I mean, I totally agree with who won this week. The minute Mondo's outfit came down, I went, holy crap, I can totally see Jackie wearing that.
Okay, I completely agree with you. Let me go back just a second, because you're talking about Michael C's design, right?
Uh-huh.
It is a blue dress, but you know what he had over top of it was this kind of this grayish kind of a wrap kind of thing. And actually, it's okay. The dress I'm not so sure about either, about being Jackie O, because it has like this V around the legs, like the
and it's not her neckline either.
Right, the neckline's a little too dramatic on the right side.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the winner, as you said, was Mondo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he...
Who I adore, by the way.
Let me ask you this. Do you know that he's actually tried out for Project Runway like 3 or 4 times?
Yeah, I heard that before, yeah.
Because I saw him on, was it either last season or the season before, where they were talking about the people who didn't make it, and he was one of the contestants who didn't make it.
And I have to say, he's the surprise for me, because the first couple episodes, I hated him. I thought he was a whiny little bitch, and I was already set to hate him the entire season. And now he's just like a butterfly come out of his cocoon, and he's just amazing to watch and delightful to listen to.
I think he is, too, and I thought it was so funny when, what's her name, Heidi Klum said, "What are you wearing?" She wanted to know about his outfit, not the model's outfit.
With the cummerbund and everything. I'm like, what the hell is that, you little homo?
He is a little homo. But now I'm really hoping, not that we have to dominate our show today with Project Runway, but I am really hoping that Christopher wins, because besides the fact that he's cute, I think he's a good, solid designer as well.
I want to ask you a question. Last week's promos... Did you see last week's promos before the show where they talked about somebody was cheating?
Oh, yes. Who's that about?
That wasn't in the episode, was it?
I thought that was for this Thursday's episode.
No, that was for last week's. As far as I know, that was for last week's episode. And they didn't show their editing. I'm getting awfully pissed off at Lifetime because they are totally editing Project Runway to be this total drama fest and backstabbing, and I haven't seen a whole lot of that. I mean, there's some, but I have not seen what their promos are showing so far.
Well, if that was the promo for last week's show, then yes, I would agree with you, but I kind of think that promo that I saw was for this week's show.
Well, we shall see.
We shall see. You know who I can't stand in this whole lineup of people here?
Gretchen.
Oh my God, how did you know that?
But she's a cunt and not in the Miss Nessa kind of way.
No, she won two challenges early on, and she thinks she's hot shit. She judges everyone else's look before
I know
the judges do.
I'd be like, Earthbound Farms, bitch, go away from me.
Very true, very true.
But then Ivy at the same time, Ivy is awful.
Yeah, but now this week, Ivy's design I kind of liked, and I think the judges kind of liked it too. Because they talked about that. She wasn't in, Ivy was not in the bottom two.
Wasn't Ivy in the bottom two?
No, it was not Ivy. Because I looked at her dress for this week, and it wasn't even dress. It was those pants. It was black pants and that white top that had that cool neck thing that went up on the left side.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's my bad.
And Michael Kors really liked it. And he liked that light kind of coat thing that she had on her model.
Well, I really liked Christopher's look.
Well, I did too with that. Although, you know.
Other than the dirty rug shrug.
Right, and that's what they called it. It looks like a dirty rug.
But the dress itself was very classy.
Yes.
Very stylish.
Very Jackie O 2000.
And very expensive looking.
Yes. He used a really good material. Well, that's kind of like Mondo's material when he chose that that huge herringbone. And that's not a herringbone. What, I don't know what that pattern is. But
no,
it looks,
that's right. Right.
Is it herringbone? Houndstooth, yeah. And the way he made the jacket, the purple that was the same purple in the skirt was the purple in the inside of the jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which was classy. That was totally Jackie O.
And I love how he mixed patterns, the stripes and the houndstooth.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. But
well, we are in agreement for that much at least.
Yes, we are in agreement on that. We can't agree on everything.
No, we can't.
I don't. Which reminds me of something else. Do you watch the View at all?
Oh, I'm asleep during the View.
Oh, that's right. I forget about that. Because Elizabeth Hasselbeck, as you probably know from my history, that I just love Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Are you being sarcastic?
Of course I am.
Okay.
She was comparing, the crazy teabag lady who won the primary last Tuesday in Delaware, Christine O'Donnell. Yeah, she was comparing the way the people are looking into her background in terms of saying that she was a witch and all that stuff, the same as the way people are looking or looked into Barack Obama's past with his church affiliation with Reverend Wright.
Okay, excuse me. Our president to go, hey, by the way, I'm a warlock.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing at all.
Well, she just meant in terms of should she have the the scrutiny of the press like Barack Obama did.
No, but then Barack Obama shouldn't have the scrutiny of the press that he's been getting either.
Exactly, and that's what Joy Behar said. Joy's like, hello, what are you talking about? They did scrutinize Obama, but Elizabeth Hasbeck is saying that they should bring that back up and look into it again. Like, oh, please.
They have holy crap.
Run that into the ground.
Our poor president hasn't got a moment's rest since he took office because everyone is just trying to, well, not everyone, but all of it, he's just being undermined and it's just pissing me off. No, he's not a perfect president, but damn, he's better than the last one.
That's right, he's better than Bush.
I'm sorry, I'll get off my soapbox now.
That's all right. He did take a beating today at the, I think it was CNN town hall thing or whatever, but I don't know the details, so I really can't talk to that. But anyway. Oh, there I go again. But anyway, well, there.
Anyway.
Hat M will be happy now that I said that. But it's moving on to another topic because we didn't start the show with our weekends like we usually do.
No, we didn't.
So, and I started last time, I think. So I think you should tell us about your weekend first this time.
Oh, my weekend. I had a fairly boring weekend. I went to the theater yet again.
And what did you see?
On Saturday night, I saw our local production of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, okay.
With a cast of thousands. I think there were 400 Oompa Loompas. I'm not sure.
Seriously, on stage?
Well yeah, because this is the production. It's very community theater where they try to get as many of the kids in the community involved as they can. So when they do Oliver, there's a cubic shitload of orphans and pickpockets. And when they do Wizard of Oz, there's a gazillion munchkins. So they always try to find a show that has they can put a lot of kids in and give the kids some experience. But then what's fun is that they have some of our local veteran actors in the adult roles kind of mentoring the kids. So that's quite nice.
That is kind of cool, yeah.
But the show itself, although was enjoyable, the script was awful.
Really?
I just cringed. I mean, the first act they have Willy Wonka as the narrator, and I just totally disagree with that because I think Willy Wonka shouldn't appear until the top of Act Two. It's one of those great characters that people talk about and you hear about, and then you finally get to see him. But Willy Wonka, the narrator, was kind and grandfatherly and gentle. And then when he appeared on stage, it was, well, what we expect from Willy Wonka, that snarky kind of smartass that he is.
Yeah, but that's like two different personalities.
It really was, and it was very, ooh, look out, big word, incongruous.
Ooh, you're so smart.
Yeah, you could use that in Words with Friends against me.
Oh, yeah, like, I could spell it. I'd have to look it up.
But that's really all I did. I took Friday off, and I took Sunday off, other than rehearsals on Friday, and just relaxed. I almost went and saw Harry Connick Jr. Sunday night. He was at the Monterey Jazz Festival.
Oh.
But I couldn't justify that $100 for that two-hour concert.
That's, well, I don't know that I could either, tell you the truth.
I mean, only if I got to see him naked in the dressing room afterwards, maybe.
Oh, well, that's totally different.
Oh, hold on. I just need a little alone time with that thought.
with the impaler?
Yeah. Oh. Hello, Mr. Cajun boy. Okay, I'm back. Hi.
So then besides going to the theater, you didn't do anything else? You just laid around your house?
Yeah, just I had rehearsal. I had a five-hour rehearsal on Saturday for Act 5 of Twelfth Night, as we put it all together. But other than that, no, I just sat around the house.
Well, that's interesting, because I kind of had a lazy weekend myself.
Did you?
Yeah, my boyfriend was in New Orleans, because his parents were having their 50th wedding anniversary, so he went down to New Orleans for the weekend.
First of all, that's sweet.
Yeah. Well, he and his sisters planned a big party for them, so.
That's very nice.
Yeah, that was nice. So I was alone. So Friday night, I just watched TV. Saturday, I watched TV. I think I did something else on Saturday night. I can't think of what it is. I don't know. Then Sunday, I actually had a photo shoot with the same guy that I shot back in April. Who
I saw you twit that, yes.
Yeah, he was doing the PX90 or whatever that thing is, XP90 or I forget the name of that thing. That workout where you do for 90 days and then you're supposed to be all chiseled and stuff.
Was he?
He had definitely gotten some more muscle, but he was not chiseled. he lost, I think he lost 7 pounds. He looked a little thinner, but basically I think he looked the same.
Mm.
I mean, his stomach definitely looked flatter, but everything else looked the same, I think. So I don't know that how religiously he stuck to it. But I got some really nice pictures, so...
That's nice.
Unfortunately, I can't post them on my website for fear...
Oh, he was naked, was he?
Oh my gosh, yes, completely naked.
Mm.
Yes. I should probably send you a picture.
I can be reached at coastalsader@gmail.com.
I'm sure I have your email address. I can certainly send you a picture as a little teaser. Because I did tweet that one picture from the last shoot, so I could... I think I said I would share another one. So, actually, you might enjoy... Let me see.
Oh!
Do you want... No, I won't even ask. I'll just send.
Am I that predictable? Yes. Yes,
well, I am. Well, actually, no, I don't really know. I'm just guessing what I think you would like. So, let me try this and this. Of course, this is, again, riveting podcasting, but...
It is. It totally is. I should be filling it. Hello, how are you on this?
You're such a good podcaster.
Look at me. Now look at honey. Now look at me. I'm on a horse.
Oh my gosh. Keep talking.
Do you know what else I watched this weekend? I watched the Great Food Truck Race.
Oh, tell me about that. What's that about?
Well, it's a cute little show. It was. I don't know if they'll do it again. This was on the Food Network, one of my favorite networks there is, because they have Alton Brown, who is a god.
I know. But, I think you've said that before, that he is a god.
I adore Alton Brown. Speaking of Alton Brown, do you know what I got in the mail today?
Something brown?
No, I got bacon salt.
Bacon salt?
Bacon-flavored salt, and I thought immediately of Big Fatty.
Of course you would think of Big Fatty.
And I got a tin of bacon mints.
Bacon mints?
Yep. They're mint and bacon-flavored mints.
Ooh, that's kind of gross, putting mint with bacon.
It's kind of cool, actually. It kind of works. It's not as good as bacon and chocolate, but bacon and mint works. Oh. But anyway, so this show is about these, I think it was 6 food trucks from around the nation who do this cross-country travel, and every city they've got these challenges.
Okay, so like they sell food out of their trucks like a vendor, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a hamburger and a French place and a Vietnamese sandwich place and a grilled cheese sandwich truck, and one by one they're eliminated.
Uh-huh.
Well, I totally disagree with who won, and it just really annoyed me at who won, because one truck has every week won the weekly challenge. I mean, not just once, not just twice, every week won the weekly challenge and had the most money. And then this final episode was all about who can raise $1,000 first and get to the finish line.
Uh-huh.
And so the other team, the other final team, they raised that much money first and won the whole game.
But you didn't like that they won?
Well, it just annoyed me because it wasn't based on who can raise the most money, but who can raise this much money the fastest. And it just annoyed me that a team that had won every episode would lose the final episode.
So then it really wasn't about the food or how good the food is or anything like that, then? It was just a matter of...
Well, in a way it was, because if people liked the food, they'd buy it quicker and you'd raise $1,000 the quickest.
But I'm saying the show, the premise was really who can make the most money or the money the quickest.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so but it wasn't about the actual food.
No.
Okay. Interesting.
But it was a good show. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot more than I'm enjoying that goddamn Cupcake Wars.
I'm not watching that either.
Oh, my God. It's a cute little show, but the host is a douchebag.
Why do you say that?
Oh, God, he's the worst TV reality show host I've ever seen in my entire life, and I think he should be burned at the stake.
Ooh.
I'm sure he doesn't come up with all these smarmy jokes himself. I'm sure they have writers who help him with his downfall, but he has no personality. He's pretty, and that's about it.
What's his name?
Douchey McDoucherton.
Oh, stop it.
I don't. I am a tool bag. I don't know.
I am a tool bag.
He looks like he should be doing porn. You know, put something in his mouth, and then I'll enjoy it much
so
more.
So then it's just about the looks for him, is what you're saying.
I really think it is much more about the looks.
All right. So, okay. So what new shows are you going to be watching this week? Because, you know, this is the new season of shows that starts this week in terms of the three major networks.
I believe The Event is tonight.
It is. It's on at 9 o'clock tonight, yeah.
And that looks fairly intriguing.
See, I don't know. It's an hour-long, like a mystery drama kind of thing, right?
Well, I'll give it a chance because what I love is that I'm watching the promos and I keep going, what the hell is this about?
Well, what's the actual event, though, is what I'm saying.
That's it. I want to know what is the event. So I'll probably give it a shot tonight. Of course, my big show that I'm waiting for doesn't premiere until Halloween.
What is that?
The Walking Dead on AMC.
Oh, yeah. So I'm talking about like the three major networks.
Hey, AMC is a major network now.
It is not.
They have Mad Men.
It's a cable network.
Well, if you don't have cable, you're dead to me.
Well, no, I do have cable. No, I'm just saying that. I shouldn't say that.
There are several of our listeners who don't have cable. You are not dead to me. I love you people.
Yeah,
I
Larkin do. For one.
Yeah, great. Now he hates me.
Way to go. Alienate our listeners.
Yeah, that's it.
we don't need listeners.
I wonder if there's a good place to find out what the new seasons, what the new shows are. Of course, well, Glee is tomorrow.
Yes, Glee is tomorrow night.
Yay! I can't wait.
And you heard that the gay guy gets a boyfriend.
Eventually, not right off.
Well, yeah.
And have you seen who his boyfriend is?
I did see a picture of him on Hilton. Yeah, he's a hottie.
Wow.
So I take it that you're not going to be watching Dancing with the Tards tonight?
You know, I've got nothing against the show, and it sounds like it'd be an interesting show. I've just never watched it before. I actually don't watch a whole lot of network TV, truth be told. I think Glee is really the only show that I'm loyal to on network TV.
Well, I don't even call Fox a major network, but I know they are.
They are, yeah.
I know. No, tonight being Monday, I'm going to watch How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, I love that show.
And a new show called Mike and Molly, about these fat people who meet, I don't know if they meet at a Weight Watchers or something, and then they fall in love, I guess.
Oh, that sounds kind of cute.
But now, you said that you like How I Met Your Mother. Are you watching any of the rerun shows, like on Lifetime?
Actually, this is how I've just started hearing about How I Met Your Mother, is I'm watching it on Lifetime, and I'm just madly in love with it. See, this is the problem about me not watching network TV. I didn't discover Scrubs until it was over, and I'm madly in love with Scrubs. God love you, Comedy Central, for doing those repeats.
Scrubs is on, like, every channel, it seems like.
I love that show. It makes me laugh my ass off.
No, you go ahead. Well, I was going to say, if you're watching shows on Lifetime, like repeats from major network shows, what about the New Adventures of Old Christine?
I haven't watched that one yet.
Because they're playing like two episodes or four episodes a night for like the past week. And I've been watching because I love that show. I was really upset when CBS canceled it last year because I just love Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Yeah.
Well, I see it has Wanda Sykes on it, and I adore Wanda Sykes.
Oh, yeah. She's good. But like the rest of the network shows on Wednesday night, I'll be watching all of ABC because, you know, there's Cougar Town, there's The Middle, there's Modern Family, and then a new show called
Y5O is on tonight.
You see, I don't have any desire to watch those hour-long drama things. I need my fix in 22 minutes.
Oh, see, honey, you're missing out. Hawaii 5-0 means an hour long of shirtless surfers.
I know. I keep seeing those commercials and everything. And the guy says, book 'em, Dano, and all that stuff. But it does not appeal to me. I don't think I'm old enough.
Allow me to repeat. Shirtless surfers.
I know. It just doesn't do it for me.
Lone Star looks kind of interesting. I've been enjoying their promos.
Well, the only hour long show that I'm going to invest in, there's two of them, actually, three of them, actually, are the ones I've been watching for years. Desperate Housewives, Brothers and Sisters, and Grey's Anatomy. I don't invest in any other hour-long shows.
Watch Brothers and Sisters.
I don't know when that one starts. Maybe it starts back up again on Sunday. I don't remember. But Sunday, you know, there's nothing good to watch on Friday nights or Saturday nights. However, Saturday Night Live is going to be good this week because it's the season opener, and Amy Poehler is going to be the guest.
Oh, she's amusing.
Yeah, especially because she used to be on it.
Yes, she was. Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Okay, so now look at you. Now I've got my night planned. I'm going to do How I Met Your Mother at 8 on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll do The Event at 9 on NBC. Oh, I like Castle, though. Castle is a good show. But I think I'll watch that Hawaii Five-O show tonight.
Wait, do you have a DVR?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm the only fag in America without one.
Well, either DVR or TiVo. But I was going to say you could certainly record a show if you had it.
I could. The problem is I don't have time to watch a lot of TV, mainly because I'm listening to so many damn podcasts.
I listened
to 38 podcasts last night at work.
38?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Now, a lot of them are like under 5-minute podcasts, but 38.
Well, today I listened to Miss Nessa get upset talking about her dad and her
stepdad
and almost made me cry.
Did you see my audio boo about her? No, of course not. You don't listen to my audio boos anymore.
I don't listen to any audio boos anymore. Yeah. I actually deleted that feed because they were just starting to get on my nerves.
Fine.
Because I'm waiting for your podcast to come out.
My podcast is going to be a compilation of all my audio boos.
That'll be funny.
Just a rehash. I did an audio boo for Miss Nessa demanding I get her address. That would consider a case of Kleenex.
Seriously.
I adore her.
Yeah, that was a good show today. And then I also listened to Arthur's Thursday night show that he recorded, you know, during my time slot, which is now going to be our time slot. It was an hour and 15 minutes, and it was really good because, well, I thought it was funny because John Ong was one of the guests, and John Ong was trying to, like, take over the show. And
he's amusing.
Isn't he amusing? Yeah, he is.
It was a joy to talk to.
And then right after that, they stayed on and record a John Ong show about podcasting. The same people were on his show. So I listened to that one today, too. So I had like 2.5 hours of those three guys, or four guys, I guess, because it was Veritable Virgo and Donna Sugars.
Who also delightful.
Yes, she is delightful. Or, I don't know.
She. I think when she's professional, she's a she. I don't know.
I don't know either. But then I also listened to Musings of a Tech Writer. I should look at my iTunes and see what I had queued up for today. Of course, it takes a second for it. I listened to Foul Monkeys, Hello Nessa, Online, Arthur's show, and Musings of a Tech Writer podcast. Yeah.
Tonight, I have got some PNS Explosion. Of course, I got my daily Big Gay News.
Yeah,
I love Big Gay News. I feel smart when I listen to it.
Do you listen to Big Fatty? I don't remember.
Yeah, Big Fatty's my drive home.
And he's my morning breakfast thing, so I already listened to him before I even went to work today.
And I'm always a day behind because I'll be listening to his podcast today on the drive home tonight or tomorrow morning. He keeps me awake. He makes me laugh, and he keeps me awake, so he's my morning drive.
Okay.
And I'll be listening to... there's a new pod is my co-pilot tonight. He finally got it uploaded.
I need to refresh my thing, because I didn't get that today.
Oh, it looks like I have a little Aussie Battler video to watch. And I've got my daily Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day. That way I feel smart.
There's a Merriam-Webster Dictionary podcast?
A Word of the Day, yeah. It's about 2 to 3 minutes each day, and it's just a word. And they give you the pronunciation, the spelling. They use it in a sentence. They give you its history. It's kind of informative. Kind of boring at times, but kind of informative, too.
And do you end up using the words in your daily discussions with people?
Well, I'm very proud to say that at least half the words each week I already know.
Oh, now,
I don't use them all that often. Like last week, one of them was scintillating. Yeah, I've used that word.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
especially when talking about myself, if I may say so.
I'd use that word talking about the Impaler.
As well you should. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, speaking of your brains.
Yes.
Oh, and I don't mean the impaler. I mean your actual brain. Have you told people that you have had questions submitted to Crank and they've actually shown up on the Crank questions?
Yeah, I tweet them whenever they've done three of my questions now.
Well, how come I only remember the one?
Well, because you don't read my Twitter, probably.
I do. That's how I found out that you had the other question.
Yeah, I did that one. I did a question. Well, hold on. I keep pictures of all my when they use my questions.
You posted a picture, and I saw that.
So, yeah, they've used three of mine so far, and I have the published badge for because they published my question.
Well, touch you. Why
and not? I have the Friends of Crank badge, too, which makes me happy.
Oh, my goodness. You have a lot of stuff.
Well, that's why I tweeted this week. How much of a geek am I that I want to go to an out-of-state vacation just so I can get some Crank badges out of state?
You know what? That's funny that you say that because my good friends, Mark and Shane, who do, what's the name of his blog? I think it's Running Blue Sponge, I think it is.
What a cute name.
Because he's a runner and... Yeah, it's called Running with Blue Sponge. And they
he puts a blue sponge up his butt when he runs?
No, the blue sponge is to dab the sweat off of your face when you're running.
Oh, I knew that.
Anyway, he posted on Saturday about Crank and how he and I, talk about Crank on our blogs and stuff. Anyway, he describes what it is. And then he brings up two things that he wants to get the same badge that you have about being... out of state. He needs, I think he said it needs three more states. Yeah. And he also brings up this thing about people who cheat, that people will play it one time under a different email address.
Mm-hmm. I'm fairly certain that's how some of those high scores are achieved as well.
And this is how stupid I am. I would never have thought about that. How stupid I am. I'm like, oh my God, that's such an easy way to cheat. Use a different email address, get all the answers, and then play it again under your other address so that people know you, and then you can have like a really super high score.
Exactly, yeah.
Why have I not figured that out?
Well, I think people will cheat at just about anything at this point. I think as soon as a game comes out on the iPhone, within a week, there's another app to how to cheat at it.
Well, I don't know. When I saw that, I was like, oh my God, that's a great idea, but that's so bad. But then it makes me wonder about some of these people who have these really like crazy high scores, like almost 10,000. And on a day when I have like 2,000, I'm thinking, I am really stupid.
Well, no, because sometimes you just get lucky. Some days you happen to know everything that they're posting about. But there's one day when I only missed one question and I was still like fifth in my list of friends. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, on my list of friends, 17 people have played so far. I'm number 13 and you're number 10. One is PDX Michael. Here's the thing though, you know, here's what I do. You know how when you, after you put your answer in and then it tells you who, you know, on the along the side, who else answered the question correctly. And then it quickly brings up the scores of all your friends and how you move up on that score thing.
Yeah.
I always look for you on there. I'm like, oh my God, I'm beating Seder 69. I'm beating Seder. Until I get to like two questions left and then you fly way past me.
Well, my number one is NPH. From Hollywood. I have a friend. I friended somebody in Hollywood, California named NPH.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, he's your friend?
Well, on Crank.
Each other?
No, there's no way to chat on Crank.
That's true.
There's no way to chat or contact or hunt down. No, and I could be wrong. It may not be Neil Patrick Harris, but he is almost always in the top three every time he plays. And I know Neil Patrick Harris is pretty damn smart.
Yeah, he is smart. Well, he was Doogie Howser. He was a doctor.
Well, yes. Lord knows every time an actor plays a role, that's what we get that. We get that smarts.
I think I'll name this show He Was Doogie Howser.
He was Doogie Howser. He can Doogie my Howser anytime.
No kidding. Oh my God, he is so hot to me.
And his boyfriend is so cute. I'm sorry, his husband.
Yes.
Oh, God, I hate him.
You know what we need to do? We need to wrap this up.
Yes, we do.
But I'll tell you something offline here.
Gossip.
No, it's not gossip. But anyway.
Damn.
Do you want to plug anything before we go?
Do I want to plug anything before we go? No, I think I'm good today. Okay. I think I might be recording with JT today.
Are you serious?
I might be. He still hasn't posted the last show we recorded, but I might be recording with him tonight.
I know. When you told me that you guys had done another show, I went to iTunes and I unsubscribed and resubscribed thinking that I missed the episode.
No, he still hasn't posted it yet.
Yeah, that very first one that you guys did came up again. So, all right. Well, listen, what we do need to do is we need to mention that this Thursday night, Arthur is taking over again for my time slot, for our time slot.
Okay.
Okay. But because of that, our next Thursday show on September 30th will be the book club show.
So
if you are reading the book, you need to...
And
what?
How are you doing on the book?
Oh, I started. I'm done with the first three chapters because they're really quick.
Yeah, they're very quick.
I know I only have a week and a couple days, but this is a quick read. I think I'll get through it with no problem. And it's interesting so far, so...
I contacted the author. He doesn't have any questions for us.
Oh, so we'll have to work it out ourselves.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Well, I kind of feel that we can, because remember last time we had all those questions and really only answered two of them.
And hardly got to them, yeah. Really.
Yeah, so I think the discussion will go well. Although this time I don't really know who else is reading the book.
We should do a shout-out, have people contact us if they want to join us.
Exactly, because I don't think the same people are reading the book from last time. Actually, I did get a message from Timothy, who was with us last time, and unfortunately, he's not going to be able to join us on the 30th, on the September 30th, because he's going to be traveling across country. So, he won't be able to join us. But I would like to extend an invitation to anybody else who's reading the book. It's called Getting It by Alex Sanchez. If you are reading it, if you are, planning to join us on the show, please let us know.
Yeah, you have a little bit more than a week to read it, and we would love to have just about anybody on it.
And it really is a quick read, so I suggest people do it. So, okay. In that case, I started saying that Arthur is taking over this Thursday. He wanted me to mention it on this show so that people hear to come and join his show. He had a really good one this past Thursday, so I'm sure he'll do another good job this Thursday. And if my plans change, I might join in, but we'll see.
Oh, my goodness. I just saw the picture.
Oh, yeah, I sent you the picture. You cannot share that anywhere around because that guy will kill me.
No, I won't, but he give him my phone number. Tell him to call me.
He's in the D.C. area. He's not out in California.
Like that stopped the Impaler before.
And he did tell me that he's not a bottom, so.
Oh, I've heard that so often. That's cute.
Anyway, all right. Listen, we have to stop talking. We keep talking.
Yes, we do.
All right. So why don't you? First of all, thank you for joining me again.
Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. And why don't you?
I love to be had.
What?
I love to be had.
I know you do. All right. Well, why don't you say it with me? Until next time. Bye.